是哈，是哈，是哈，是哈，是哈哈，是哈哈，是呼哈，是哈，一是哈。
Pretty close to closing time.
一是哈呼哈，是呼是。
Well, eventually I close up this window.
一是哈哈。
And lock the door so people can't come up to the window.
哈哈。
No, actually, it's not my day off, but I won't be working here. But it's pretty close to closing time now.
Sir, ha. Sir, ha. Sir, ha. Sir, ha.
Move around? I drive around.
Sir, ha. Sir, ha. Sir, ha.
Lately, I've been really comfortable. I have a good time driving around. As long as I stay off the main streets, I'm happy.
There was something.
Stick to the alleyways. Stay away from downtown.
It was very clear. Very clear.
Oh, geez, you name it. Everybody rents it. Politicians, plumbers, restaurateurs, artists.
Feeling is feeling.
Yeah, and actually, there's something exciting about it. Through a couple of our clients, our more recent clients. That'd be a good idea. Give you a better idea of what it's like here.
That's exciting. That's very exciting. That's something.
Kleiner Perkins, sounds like a law firm. Automation Systems Incorporated in Walnut Creek, California.
An acceptance. A chance.
Solemn and Associates.
More than a chance.
S-O-L-E-N.
Hello.
Photo and Sound Los Angeles. It's one of our other affiliates.
A smile.
Holiday Inn. Travelodge. Oh, here's a good one. The Department of Continuing Education. The University of California.
And I...
PT&T. They're a very big, important client of ours.
And I...For music.
AT&T.
And I.
Pizza Hut.
For music.
Pizza Hut. 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 Pizza Hut.That's last week's, that's some of last week's clients. It's pretty much what it looks like. Well, and 9 minutes would be official closing time. Besides, there's no one here but you and I anyway. No one would know.
And it's very funny.
I'm not very excited by my job. It's too exciting, all the things that go on after I leave work. If that weren't so exciting, probably my job would be more tolerable.
It was very simple, really, very simple.Simple.
The Holiday Cottage. The rain beats against the window behind the bed, on which he is lying naked on his back. His arms are stretched out on either side, his wrists tied tightly with two nylon stockings to the iron bedposts at the top of the bed. His legs are open, stretched out, each ankle tied to the bedposts at the bottom of the bed. His mouth is gagged with a piece of cloth. She is standing on the far side of the bedroom, smiling. She stubs out her cigarette in the ashtray on the bedside table, removes her shoes, stockings and pants, and climbs onto the bed. She kneels astride, facing him. She unfastens her belt and unbuttons her dress, then slowly pulls it over her head. She unhooks her bra and drops it onto the floor beside the bed. She unbraids her long hair and trails it across his body and face. Sweat breaks out on his forehead as he writhes helplessly. His eyes shut tight. His teeth bite into the gag. His fingernails dig into his palms. Spasms run through him from head to foot. He thrashes from side to side, then slowly subsides. She straightens up and smiles. His breathing returns to normal. His eyes begin to close. When he awakes, she is no longer in the room. The rain has stopped. A breeze stirs the curtains. The sun shines through the window onto his face. The sweat has dried on his body. He shivers. His movements have tightened the knots in the stockings which secure his hands and feet. He flexes his fingers and toes and shifts position as best he can to ease the numbness in his limbs. He listens carefully. There is no sound. Outside the window, the sky is blue. A seagull sits on the window ledge watching him. The sun begins to set. The sky through the window is red. The wind has dropped. He can hear the sound of the waves breaking against the foot of the cliffs below the cottage, and the raucous calls of the rooks coming home to roost. In the distance, the cries of the curlews in the estuary. The light begins to fade. A moth settles on his face. A spider spins a web between the bedpost and the wall. It becomes dark.
Score, New York 3, Detroit 1.
Ramta, the XM1 tank, America's newest battle ram. Chrysler designed, Chrysler built, toughest in the world. Ramp-tough Dodge pickup, engineered and built by Chrysler like no other truck in the world. More galvanized steel in critical areas. More than Ford or Chevy. XM1 tank, Dodge trucks. Built by the new Chrysler Corporation for America's toughest jobs.
Dodge trucks are Ramp-tough.
Sergio Valenti, ladies. Sergio Valenti fans. On sale right now for $27.60. Start your Valenti. Going for $27. Hurry up, ladies. Hurry up. They'll just nail your jumps. The number one sales door is off the rack. The number one sales door is 77 Chambers Street. Nail your jumps. Merchandise from New York, from Chicago, from Los Angeles, San Francisco, Denver, Dallas. Nail your jumps from New York, Paris, and Rome. Domestic and imported merchandise. Nail your jumps. All the way in the back, ladies. All the way in the back. To the left, to the right, to the left, to the right. Design a discount. Watch your step, ladies. Watch your step, Duchess. Don't get excited. Nail your jumps. Cafe Italiano. Avanti, avanti. La bella signorina. La bella signora. Avanti. Milano, Torino, Roma, Palermo, Salerno, Napoli, Florencia, Venezia, Venezia, Genova, Siena, Sardegna, Siciliana, la bella signorina, la bella signora, Pacitera, per favore, Pacitera. Thank you, ma'am. Have a good day. Off the rack, off the rack. Now hear this, ladies, now hear this, Duchess. Pretty girls, pretty ladies, watch your step going in, watch your step. Merchandise outside, inside, and all the way back to the left and the right, to the left and the right. Designer discounts, Jordache, Calvin Klein, Louis Jordan, Gloria Vanderbilt, Anne Klein, Sasson, Bonjour, Sergio Valenti, girls, that's right, ladies, Sergio Valenti, Sergio Valenti pants, going on sale right now for $27. $60 pants going on sale right now for $27. Charlotte Court sunglasses, 100% sunglasses going on sale right now for $14. Can you beat that, Duchess? Can you beat that? Now's your chance.
Just tell me straight the as much as you can remember about the dream in 30 seconds or less.
30 seconds?
Or whatever.
Okay, and what was the criteria for dreaming?
Well, this was the end of the world type dream with the nuclear bomb there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Maybe, but that was the category as the end of the world.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me when to start.
We're rolling here.
Oh, okay. Well, my dream was really more about the statue than about the end of the world, but I dreamed that there was there was a war, and the plane had, it's an old-fashioned dream because there aren't any missiles in it, and the plane had gone overhead and had dropped the atomic bomb, and everybody was running around, and the bomb fell and personally hit me in the forehead and knocked me out, and what the dream was really about, and it didn't go off. And so I was a hero because it pointed out the futility of war. And so then the problem was then how to design this sort of statue to put up that was like me prone on this marble slab with an atomic bomb sticking out of my forehead. That's it.
Ow! Seeing is believing. We're going to give you a turtleneck shirt for $3. Dress shirts, $9. 3 to $25. We're going to give you a Tully Zavala sport jacket for only $19. Cassini jackets, $9. White leisure suits, $9.90. Botany sweaters, $5. McGregor slacks, only $8.90. Come one and come all. You're going to see it. You're not going to believe it. It's a sale of a lifetime.
Hello, Kevin Atherton speaking. When Audio Arts invited me to do a piece of work for this, their brand new 3-cassette issue containing 4 hours of original sound works by over 40 artists and accompanied by a 12-page, fully illustrated booklet available to you, the public, direct from Audio Arts, 6 Briarwood Road, London, SW4, at the knockdown price of $9.99, and knowing that no art college, library or private collection should be without this issue, a primary artwork in itself, I of course replied to the invitation by saying, no. Instead, I said, I'll advertise it. Buy it. Now.
Test, test. 1, 2, 1, 2. Test. Testing. 1, 2, 1, 2.
They're going to have a solo car.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Dorset Airport Radio on 1, 2, 2, 1.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Dawson, Stanford, Radio, 1, 2, 1, Dawson, reporting 21-0. Scattered, 50 scattered, visibility 10, MSL 144, minus 17, minus 19, 03 at 25, gusting 32, 994, stratocumulus 4, stratocumulus 1, drifting snow, 8005, Seven one nine one oh four one five six six four oh three two five one 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 six five two one one eight eight four oh one four four 58005 73600 84500 58005 But
yesterday we had dogs known as husky dogs in English, and when they want their dogs to be good and strong, they train them about the weight, what they have to pull, not too heavy, not too light. And when this man wants this dog to be his true companion in challenge, he trained it as to become part of his own body. And they use them to hunt down polar bears with this dog, and it was very good, true companion, responded to everything the man wanted the dog to do. And in dog team
trip,
there used to be cracks, big cracks on the ice, impossible to run over without a dog, and the dogs could save this man from falling down to the water.
And how
this dog was trained was to pull the sled with harnesses and ropes made from square flipper hide
Natica Udaxova, Susan Balaton, Andalaya Costa, Muspalet Bison, Caroline de Valori, Adapa Bandini Gina, Musky Bantoya, Maria Baranista, Santa Catarina di Guidi Bologna, make them hear who's Ali Lolo, Laura and Vernon, Mary Vernon, Laura Vernon, Sarah Vernon, Virginia de Bensoy Boyers, Augusta Ward,
two voices. Inside a dark space,
remembering,
recreating an image,
searching
for a meaning. Only the sounds of these words are filling the space. The words have been written down, deliberately selected. The script is complete. Nothing can be changed. The voice seems calm. The speaker is nervous. Closed in her hand is a small white feather. You spoke?
No.
I thought you spoke.
What are you doing?
Trying to watch.
But you're not looking at me.
Should I be?
The script says you should be looking into the camera.
Can't we change it?
Tomorrow, perhaps.
But it can be seen differently.
Not if you remember what we agreed.
The model, posing motionless.
The artist watching.
But yesterday, I was watching.
Yesterday, there was the sound of the bird calling.
It's all in the script.
A white bird in an empty space.
I remember. Something touched my face.
Two voices.
The subject.
The spectator.
The model.
The artist.
Motionless, inside a dark space.
Remembering.
The sky was darkening.
The shore was in heavy shadow.
Deserted, except
for a white object.
A woman seated in a pool of light,
posed as if no one is watching.
The woman, moving her head slowly towards the camera, her eyes averted from the spectator. It circles, gliding down to land on the shore.
Reminding me of a memory. I want to add a line.
What?
I still have the white feather. It's a sunny evening.
Warm breeze. A white object in an empty space. Nothing else will happen.
I don't know.
I'm waiting for it to happen.
The edge is very close. An unbearable tension.
A broken bird split open in a dark corner.
Bursting with song.
Shattered by a single shot.
White feathers in an empty sky.
A casual shot.
Knocked
down to the concrete.
The sunlight through the leaves.
Glinting on metal.
Shining on my face.
Obliterating the view.
Tomorrow we'll see again.
Screaming through the clear air.
It flew away.
It touched my face as it fell. I took no action.
Just warm feathers.
In the palm of my hand.
Two voices. The artist.
The model. In the same dark space.
Thank you. We shall listen now the Argentine test.